Next question is Cynthia Byrne. So consultation request by Dr. Sambona, reason for consultation. Supraventricular tachycardia evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History of patient is a 72-year-old female with a history of valvular heart disease, period of patient underwent aortic and mitral valve replacement 2015, as well as tricuspid valve repair period. Patient is recently seen by Dr. Bono in the office and electrocardiogram showed a supraventricular tachycardia at a rate of 120 beats per minute period. Patient is complaining of fatigue and shortness of breath period. Referred to me for management of supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication, insulin, rosuvastatin 20 mg daily, warfarin, carbidolol 6.25 mg, 2 times daily, estimab, multivitamins period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia, review system in general, denial reason, weight gain or weight loss, nervous hearing impairment, cardiovascular, asper history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, an examination blood pressure 123 or 79, pulse is 120, respiration 16, weight is 126 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate, tachycardic, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Quick impression number one. Supraventricular tachycardia, number two, valvular heart disease. Recommendation. Patients supraventricular tachycardia is most probably atrial tachycardia period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure is kind of benefit discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambona.